Tuesday.
And Rav Shimon says, four families, and Chomish Kiyo Chosom, who reveals a little bit. Now, so the Gemara raises the question, that what on the base, there is a Tefah. That the Chitz of Tefah, in the third side, according to Rabbonim, or in the fourth side, according to Rav Shimon, Hilchem Mamidei. Where is he minded? Omar Rav Mamidei Kineged Ayeitze. Now, the diagrams, it seems, were not put in by Rashi himself. The diagrams were put in by somebody else. Some of the diagrams were put in by the Mashal, apparently. Now, so, Omar El Ratane, Omar Rav Mamide Kineged Ayetze. So what is the Kineged Ayetze? Mokim Sham Chitzo Kol. The Eze Shin Yerze. Im Ashtayim Mizroch Yisraelis. Yase HaTepach. We say Hatzvenis, the Mikzoy Mitzadmaro or the Mizrochis Mitzador. In other words, if we have, let's say, if the Stein Kilchos is in a Stein Mizrochis Venis, so if it is like this, so then he puts up the Tepach here. He puts up the Tepach here. Kineged Ayet. Omole Rabkane, the Rabase. So, we have a diagram here. Now, in regard to the first diagram of Kineged Ayetze, so there is no machlekes between the Mephoshim, what Hashem means. So, everybody agrees, I mean the Mashal, the Maran, that Kineged Ayetze means that way, the way the diagram demonstrates it. But then, there is a machlekes between the Mashal and the Maram. When the Chatkan and Rabase said to Rav, we are going to connect with Shreya, so we have the diagram here in Rashi. But that was put in by the Mashal. That was put in by the Mashal. We are going to connect with Shreya, the Mikzea, Tzrein is Marot is Balachsi, or Yisroch is Tzreinis, Kishan Chitzes Marot is Tzreinis. The mirror later repays mechitzes. Umerzek arba mechitzes. The arba mechitzes. Reishteya retelling mame. That's the four of the plow, of the plowing. Telling mame shall say so they shall plow in kolu. Veilchi malachsi. Ze och mizeliat. So, according to the diagram that appears here, which was put in by the Mashal, so it means like this. That's the idea. But the Maram, look at the Maram, the diagram that the Maram has. So, in other words, you have the air, and then you have the line in a diagonal way. Balax. In other words, according to the diagram of the Mashal, so in other words, there is no argument, you see, it just goes like this. So there is no argument in both sides. But according to the diagram of the Maram, let's say, if the two mechitzes that are combined, Kimingami Vomis, is Mizrach and Dore, so then Kinegi Veshteya is this one. If the two is Mayri and Tzofen, so the Teir is that way. And from Teisres, it appears, whatever Teisres Pshat has nothing to do with Rashi Pshat. But Teisres, as the Kashe, the Yamadim Kenegib Reish Teir, Abu Gal, the Hayitz, the Zeon, the Kam, the Hirani, also Abira, the Haiti say, the Makure, Gabi Moroch of Mosar Amiz, Gabi Ira Asre. So the question is, what kind of Mechitzi is it? You have vacant space, Avia, and both sides of that mechitze, of that mechitze tefa. So it is matter with the mechitze. Avira b'haydi se v'haydi se. According to Rashi Daivan, if they says, have the same pshat as Rashi, and according to the Daivan, it appears in Rashi, that's the Mashal's pshat. So this doesn't make sense. What kind of avira b'haydi se v'avira b'haydi se? If there is, it's connected here. Both are yagnali, but it's connected. In other words, we have two mechitzes in the form of a perpendicular, according to the Marshal Zayda. So, in the form of a perpendicular, Mizrach HaDolem, or Mayim HaTzofim, and then you have a diagonal coming down. And the diagonal is connected to the mechitze, to the mechitze that is Mizrach. So, there is no Avira D'Hai Mizrach, Avira D'Hai Mizrach. But, if they says have the same pshat as the Maram explains Rashi, so then there is avira d'haydise v'avira d'haydise. So maybe it should negate the din mechitze of the tefa because it's both on this side of the mechitze tefa and on this side. So it seems that the Maram's pshat in Rashi is the accurate pshat. Maram's pshat in Rashi is the accurate pshat. But that does not mean that this pshat is, and then there's another big kalosha besides what the diagram was not put in by Rashi. But he says, so the eye of the Maram is the Tetzres didn't explain it the way the Mashal put the diagram. But it's no eye that Rashi didn't explain it that way. Tetzres explained the Gemara the way the Maram explains Rashi. But that has no bearing upon Rashi. But the Maram is indicted from the worship of Rashi itself. He says, Yamdek Terev Eshneya, Bimitzea, Tzvenis Marobis, Baalachsi, or in Zmochis Dreinis, Kisham Chitzes Marobis Dreinis, the Nira Neiter in Beis Mechitzes, Umerzek Alba Mechitzes. So the Maram is indicted from the worship of Umerzek Alba Mechitzes. So if we say, but I mean that's not such a strong deal. If we say, like the guy wearing the Maram, so it's Merzek Arba Mechitzes. In other words, there is, it's naked to Maire, and it's also naked to Tzot. But he says, but according to the Mashal's Pshat, why is it naked in Beis Mechitzes? This is not a deal, because the way the Mashal made the diagram, so it's also in two directions. It's also in two directions. All right. Anyway, but the Meiri, mentioned several children here. One pshat is as far as Keneged Hayetzi is concerned. So according to the Miri, so it means the same thing that Rashi says. In other words, if you have like this, so then you put up here a mechitza of the tefa. But then, in respect to Rish Teir, so the Miri mentions two pshat. One pshat is like the Maram's pshat in Rashi, and that is definitely Tesis pshat. And then the other pshat Miri is not like the Marshal's pshat. But it's another pshat. It means that it's like a unit. So, in other words, if this is the Kinigami bodies, so there he puts Kinig unit like this. So, Hotzoi Mashimat Fanis Mizrach Udore, Maniche Bikerem Arob Israelis, unit, Nimshach Klapi Ruach Mayro, Klapi Ruach Tzopi, Kinin Zeh. Vikarei Oveshte. he said, so then, to make it like this, that's given you. That pshat is not mentioned, I didn't see it in the other chapter, but the Miri mentions that pshat. Now the Ritva also, the Ritva mentions a number of pshat, so he mentions the pshat that the Marshal is diagram in Rashi, and then the pshat, the Maram's diagram in Rashi, he mentions. Now the Balamoyer, so he says, he mentions both Jotin, but then he mentions another Shin. In other words, he mentions first the Malamoyeya that Kineged Ayetzin means the way Rashi says. In other words, if it is Kimingam Yivonis, Kimang Yivonis, so then he puts here Kineged Ayetzin. Kineged Ayetzin, that's one Shin. Then, and Kineged Rishteya means like Thesis Pshat, like the Maram's diagram. In Rashi, this is Pshat. And then he says, and there are some who are behapik. And they explain, in other words, Kineged Ayetze means the way the Maram makes his diagram in Kineged Rishteya. So that, some say that's the Pshat of Kineged Ayetze. In other words, a diagonal line. A diagonal line, and Kineged Rishteya means this. I mean, they're just reversing. All right. So Amr le Rakane ve Ravase le Rav ve Yamidenu Kineged Rishteya Shosik Rav. So Rav kept quiet. Now what does it mean he kept quiet? So most Rishayim say that he kept quiet because he didn't think that it required the comment. In other words, he disagreed with it. And some, that's most Rishayim. And some Rishayim say that the Pshat and Shosik Rav is on the contrary, that he agreed with it. That they agreed with it. So, in other words, if we say that the Pshat is that he agreed with that, so then we should pass by that. If the Pshat in Shosik Rav is because he didn't think that it didn't require the covenant, so then, of course, we cannot pass by that. But most Rishayim say that the Shosik Rav because he didn't think that it required any covenant. Itmanad, Oma Shmuel Mishmendreini, Mamidin Kineged Ayet, Vichel Meirin Bim Midrosh, Mamidin Kineged Ayet, Rav Simen Visenya Rav Yishuel Ben Levi Oma, Eiser Litefach Seichek, Umamidei Vipoches Mishnei Shetrochim, Somoch Videve, Vichol Poches Mishnei Shetrochim, Somoch Videve, Kilobidon. So in other words, Rav Shimon Levi says that it cannot be tefach mitzumtzum. It has to be a tefach merubach. A tefach merubach. Not a tefach mitzumtzum. And then, this tefach. So, if you have kinin gam, so, you move away a little less than three tvochim. Let's say, two tvochim and three quarters. You move away, and then you put a tefach. And then you put a tefach sheikh, a tefach merubach. A tefach merubach. So, then, together we robot. So, you really have a mechitze of what? Because this itself is a little less in Masha less than three, and then you have a tefach plus. So, it's four. So it's four. Why? What's the purpose of four? So on that, we have a machlekes between tasteless and the rat. Now let's see the tasteless. Or I can go over first. The first tasteless. The amten kineged rishteya, haba gav de kalitzi beze oma perikam rirem, osa avila de haikise, in the batule, gavi vorochet meser amiris, gavi ir asra beze baritume, hochet mitefach mitchitze. So here too, I mean that's like, the Maram is diagram. So there is Avir on both sides. So that should negate the Chaliz di Mechitze because of the poles that is on both sides of the Mechitze. So, Hochet, die Kettach Mechitze der Reise, wie Hilche Segmiralo, Loi Osea Avire, Umibadu. So the Pshat is because that's the Shite is, and that probably is the Shite of all the Shite. I didn't see any Rishi who sent the counter. So that's the Shite is that mit der Reise, it doesn't even make a difference. Mit der Reise, it doesn't even make a difference whether you put it this way or that way. I mean, where Rakama and Ramas said, "I'm not going to get my so it doesn't mean that they held that with the Reise he has to set it up, get my shteya, in order that it should be like in two sides, like in the chitze, in two sides. But mid Rabbanon. So since it's only a requirement mid Rabbanon, and with the Reise it doesn't make any difference how it is set up. So in any way, we do not say, also Avira the Haiti Seva, Avira the Haiti Seva. Also, we tell Pashek, Kone Bipoches in Gimu, Somach Lidente, Loyoy Lechoshi Kitepach, Machmas Lom, Dolikach Boye Tepach Shechel, Kidei Shehei Beitven Ze, Roche Mabot Roche, Kidei Pirej Bekunas. So, Tetsi Sedekash. Tetsi Sedekash. Why does he have to put up? Let's say, a tefach seichik, and let's say tefach seichik, a tefach merumach, a tefach plus, here, and he puts it a little less than 3 tvachim. Let him put just one kon. One corner like this, but a little less than 3 tvachim. So by applying halacha of lovut, so we'll have a mechitza. So we'll have a mechitza of 3 tvachim. Even if he puts up just a mashu less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, than 3 corner, and he puts up a thin corner, so then together with the thickness of the corner, it will be 3 tvachim. So, by applying the law of law, it will be considered a mechitza even of 3 tvachim. Why must he set up a mechitza of a tefach? So he says, Konya bipoches migimu. Konya bipoches migimu. Somech l'deyve. Somech l'deyve. Lo yair l'choshik l'tefach. Mach maslo. Do mikach, because actually by applying law, so it will be not a tefach. It will be the chitze of three tvachim. So the only car boy at tefach seichel, kidei shei dei ven ze rochem, arbo tvachim, kidei pire le kontras, kidei shei hei rei dei ven, vishiure vishiva tvachim o mashu, vei dikone mi vatorei avir. Vei dikone mi vatorei avir. Now it's faith is a mikach. Why does it have to be let him put up a thin corner, a little less than 3 tvachim away. So then, so even the empty space will be considered like an extension of that corner. So it will be a mechitza of tefach. In other words, Teitzves is not denying that there is a requirement in the third side of a different tefach. But its discussion is that by applying the halacha of lovut, so it should conform to the halacha of Mishnah of Shlishi Sakhbetech. Because what does lovut mean? Lovut means that if it's 3 tvachim away, so then that it extends up to here. So Meile, he has a David of Tefach. So true indeed, there is Halacha Meshim Sinai. It must have the width of Tefach. But by applying Lovut, there is Tefach. That's the discussion. So Teitzves gives two tovuts on that discussion. One is that it's not just that there is a requirement of a David Tefach. There is a requirement of a David Tefach, and then, al-Kadim, it must be אם יגמרו בהלכות, it must be social on the third side. Social. It must be social on the third side. But it doesn't mean that it has to be social completely on the third side, because there is a loche by mechitzes of Eimed Merube Alapot. So who would he call it? If it's Eimed Merube Alapot, so then it's considered as if it is kule sosom, as if it is kule. So in other words, what is the minimum? What is the minimum of Isuke Zayin al Zayin? So in the mele, that's the minimum even Isuke Ktane. So each side must have the whole apoche Zayin. So if he puts up let's say, if he has here the two mechitzes gemores, and then he puts a tefach sheichet a little less than three tvachim away from this corner, so then it means, by applying the law of lavud, so it means that it is also from here to here. From here to here is how much? Four tvachim. Four tvachim constitutes a rov of seven tvachim. So the mele, by applying the law of lavud, we have in effect even the rubal apot. So in other words, takes a shita is that the halacha is not only there must be a mechitze of tefach, there must be a mechitze of tefach, and it must be eimei merube alapot. The rope of the zayin tvachim mechitze has to be sosa. That's the issue. That's one tarot. And then the second tarot is the eimei dikone mivato leyavire. Because of Vatla Avira. Now, so we here we see a big chiddush in Teisus that, in other words, because Avira the high kisei, but Avira the high kisei. Teisus kashi was, if he had mechitza like this, and he puts this a little less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, so then together with the thickness of this kone, so we have a mechitze of 3 tvachim. Excuse me. So we have a mechitze of 3 tvachim. So Teisus Teretz is no. The first Teretz was a mechitze of 3 tvachim is not enough. We need that it should be sosum. There should be a din mechitze of 4 tvachim in order there should be a mechitze of 4 tvachim. The rov of 7 tvachim should be aiming. So, that's the first tenet. The second tenet apparently is that if we have a mechitza of tefach, even though it's not a merube alapot on the third side, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a merube alapot on the third side. All we require is there should be a mechitza of a tefach. Oh, but then the question is, so you need to put a kone, a very thin kone, a little less than 3 tvachim. So together with the thickness of the kone, we have a mechitze of 3 tvachim, and we'll have a sign on it. And all we need is a mechitze of a tefach. So Teisus says, no, if he puts up just a thin kone, so then we'll apply the aloche of osa avira the high kise, va'avira the high kise, and it will be mevatel the din mechitze of a tefach. So the matter of the din mechitza of the tefach. Now, but there is a very big chiddush in this thesis. After all, also, when the Gemara mentions an Eira, also Avira the High Kisei, Avira the High Kisei, or as thesis says in the first thesis, so that's in a place where there is no din of lomo. In other words, if there is Avira of 3 tvachim or more, so then it's not lomo. So then we can say, also Avira the High Kisei, Avira the High Kisei. But here, if he puts the thing coming, let's say, he puts a thin kone, 2 3/4 tvachim away from the kone. And the thickness of the kone itself is a quarter of a tefach. So then, the area between the kone here and this kone is less than 3 tvachim. So there's a loch of lovot. Lovot means it's not kone, it's also, it extends. So what kind of avira the hand is it? There's only avira on this side. But there is no Avir of Din. There is no Avir on this side. On the left side there is Avir. But on the right side there is no Avir. That's what, and this is what Teisus says. If you turn three tenses. That desire, I mean, the tenses begins. Tenses begins. Come to the Gemara, that desire, on the base, here and so. So the Gemara says, the fifth line from the end of the Omer, design on the base. Omer Abad, Pasa Bo Mashu, a datum of four tvochim plus is matter besuke mishidete, umekele bipoches mishlisha tvochim, some of the datum. The whole poches mishlisha, some of the datum, to long ago. So he says, pass down to Masha Matter Pacific. In the way I do, we'll hover down to Masha. We'll make sure in the pockets and give us some of the data. Hashem in Mitzaya. The Chiam will work with the Kedik and Shiva. In other words, suppose you have one Mechitzi. And then you want to put out another Mechitzi. So you move away. Three tvochim minus mashu. Two tvochim, let's say, and three quarters of the tefach. Two tvochim and three quarters of the tefach. You move away, and this has dalet, and this has dalet the mashu, that this is, so, and this has, the width of this mechitzi is 4 1/4 of the tefach. So then it's considered like a second mechitzah more, because by applying the law of one, so this is also so. This is what Rambam says. So Tesis says it's a second cash. The Pohim shows you some of the name. Mitzvah suke mishlik vans. Mishlik the Pohim goye liyum in fiyakim kirabon. Dam oshtayim kyo chosu. Hayim kim in gam. Vimachas in achvon ishrei in sumsuna mizrochins. Make your high pass a bow, mash in its a door, when it's a top, before his machine shall be in his horns. The Nasha Kisoso, the inch can stink one shrinks. The tape, lonely pass a bow, Yasa passionate for it. The Amidem is some of the day then, the Yarch is wishing for him for his mash. Why does he have to move away? A little less than 3 tvochim from the corner and put up a day then, let's say a 4 1/4. So he has another way. So let him put out partially tvochim, and let him put mamish lekor. V'yachin shlish tvochim poches mashu. V'yamin pas echot shel shnei tvochim u'mashu. Yichaposi pol percham deirin. Domer Rav Yudem Bobi shorot bezalayin tizvol amo. Mare shi amis, visitas kimo amis. Yipor rama yasi pasam o mechta, yashi amir yasi pasam o mechta. V'leke u shmi yochim, kiri mishan oso. Dosa abira dahay bisei, udahay bisei. U'mevatulei, yohoche, kol apoches nikimu kolo bedomen. We have a kisoso. The apimo also called family sasuke. Kome. We poches in gimu in cheo. Kin tangalino. They can suke in the shabbos and will bad. Shall we hate because of Habib Mutwoche? The Shaykh will have the cloud in suke shall gimu families with suke shall go. So Texas says here explicitly that we cannot apply the concept of also Abir and Haikisei, but Abir and Haikisei, if the Abir on one side is less than 3 tvochim, because of the law of Mamut, so there is no Abir. So the question is, why does Haikisei say here, in the second parrot, they be calling the battle Abir? Why? Because also Abir and Haikisei. So the Haikisei on the left side in Hanabe. But the Haidi said is less than 3 tvochim. So we don't say yourself in the Haidi said if it's less than 3 tvochim. So the Masho, that Yudayim, is the Kash. If you turn to the Masho, you'll see on the basis that Yudayim, not on our days, and our days the Masho doesn't say anything. Oh, that Yudayim. The regular Ishnuye, Hochet, Mishan, Hosp. Oh, the Hochet called Bates Abir. 여학회 봐봐. 그 마포에서 미국 공화국도 나무에 주셨어. 나무에 주셨어. So, 이 헤이베, 제세 세이세, 마시 코스코 이요, 미담사요, 데이스로 이제다 쉐이크. 이 코네 포에서 미국 소모 컨디션이 예요. 데이, 이 코네 마포 아비에, 아카우 쉐이크. 하리노 베헤티에, 다음 포에서 미국 아무도 못 사기가 다 하이기세, 데이스로 하오. 이 다가구 테마 광대는 허송 다비가 다 하이기세. 그 하루 그럼, 아고, 아고, 그 크리스 슈레이머, 하루 샤피에 그러고, 그리고 이 옷에 아비래, 그니까, 하이담에 호가 테이스, 그니까, 로베, 서 테이스, 마쇼스, 이 distinguishes. 그 테이스, 다비 자이머 테이스, 이야. Over there, we have, 이 위험 크리스. We have, 이 위험 크리스. So, I'm right. 이 테이스, 세스, 카스, let him set up, 이 passive put for him here, and then, we, Abi, less than three for him, and then another pass of two for him. So together, there is a tangible, mechitze, or, dalit for him. And a pass of abot for him is considered a mechitze. That we see, Abi. That we see in the Sugya, in Sukya, in the Sugya, in other words, that four for him, that's the shio of a mechitze, of a day. Less than four for him, is not a day. So, when we have a tangible data, even though it's in two separate places, but if we have one mechitzeh of Tutwachimiyah, and then another pass of Tutwachimiyah, so we have a tangible mechitzeh of four points, so then we do not say, Osa Abir Ad Haikise, Un Abir Ad Haikise, that it should be matter of the mechitze. Why? Because after all, because since the avire of one tzad is less than three tvachim, so there is a loch of lovut, and if there is a loch of lovut, so there is no avi. But why isn't there a lot here? Because there is a loch of lovut. But lovut we only say if there is a mechitze. We cannot apply the loch of lovut if there is no mechitze. So in the case. So over there, so we have, he puts up a pass of Tutwachim here, and then a pass of Tutwachim here, and between the two passing. So there is less than Tutwachim. So the two passing together constitute the tangible mechitze of Dalit Tvachim. So in Mele, we apply the Aloha of Lovut, and we say, it's sourcing completely. But if he puts just a thin kone here, less than three tvachim away, so mele, that means that we don't have intangible mechitza of dalit tvachim. So we cannot even apply the halacha of lovut. So this is how the Mashal explains the stira. He reconciles the stira between the cases here and the cases of that is. Alright, now, I wanted to go over the cases. Now let's see the Rosh and the Rashi. Now, Tefach Seichel, made the Midalit Boish and made the Zubizuda of Tefach Homash, Umamide Bipochis Midim, Somuch Lachas Atfanis, Upochis Midim Ukilobut, the Havalik in Hitze Shal Dalit Bochim, Umeshach Suko Shiva, Nimzo Rubin Shal Dei Penos. So, now, Omar Abiyu, Suko Asuyokim, Suko Asuyokim Mobei. So first, the Gemara discussed the case where the two mechitzes mures are keeping gap yibonis. Now the Gemara is discussing the case where the two mechitzes mures is kimob. Now, what kind of mobei? Like a mobei mifulosh, because there are two mobeis. There is a mobei asosum. Mobei asosum would be if you have, let's say, Shabbos, if you have, that would be Mobi Asos. It's only open here. But Mobi Mifulesh, it's open on both sides, like this. So suppose the two Mechitzes Mures are also Kibin Mobi. Kibin Mobi. So, Sheol. But, yes, we set up Itepach. The easy Itepach, Mamide Lechol Ruach Sheyot. So in other words, he can put a tefach here or here. It doesn't make any difference. This is This is what Abiudas is. But Rav Simon is saying that Rav Shimon and Rav Yomar easily pass a book, Umash, Umamile, because Mishleisho, some of the event that's in conformity to Rabbah's memory after Zion that we just went over. So, Umamile, because Mishleisho, some of the event, we call Pokes Mishleisho, some of the event, Kilometer. So he says, and this is the way he passed, like Rav Shimon and Rav Yomar, that only in the case when you have two mechitzes more asking you got your monies, then you only have to set up with that. That's all. But if you have the two mechitzes more and not more together, and not united together, not joined, killing got your monies, but they are also killing more there, so then one tefach is not enough. But then you have to put either here or here, you have to put a pass of fourth walking, and put the pass of fourth walking a little less than 3/4 away from the corner, whether it's this from this corner or this corner, doesn't make any difference. And then, so together with Lomud, there will be in effect a mechitza of Zion. But a mechitza of Tefach is not enough. Also, a pass of Bor, umash, umamid, important to say some of the day. Now let's see the Rashi. Kimovei hamifuresh sheshtei atpanei zu kineged zu. So it's kshero. Donami kore kilchos. Vichol ruach shei yotze. Shaiish kana bo yitzi. Ulei ze yitzi shei yotze. Yaseh. Eise paz deifen gomo shodalet mochim. Umamide vipoches midimo. Somuch lideifen. Eitzel nitzig a pasa bo, dichi amrino, dichi amrino, lovut, ike zayin tvochim oruch, kini suketam. So, it is interesting. In connection with the suke, that the two, where the two mechitzes mures, are united together, kini gamu bonis, then the aloche is, that eitzel nitzig a sheikhet, umati din pochim tvochim tvochim. So, the So, according to the first portion in Tate's case, the reason as to why he has to make it Tefach Seichel and Mamide, Pochas Mishleishet Vochim, is that there should be Reib Deifen, a Deifen in a minimum Sukkah, his seventh of it. So, Reib Deifen, so fourth Vochim would be a Reib Deifen. Then Tate's is another option. But from Rashi it appears like the first portion in Tate's, that the reason as to why he has to set up the Tefach Seichel a little less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, in order that together with Lovut, so we will have a deifen of four. And what's the significance of a deifen of four according to the first washing cases? What's the significance of a deifen of four according to the second washing of cases? There is no requirement of a deifen of four, rov of seven, per se. Or the only reason as to why he has to do it that way, because if he does it any other way, So then we'll be applying the Aloche or Rasavir at the high piece of Ayyus. But according to the first portion of Tesis, so this is the requirement that there has to be a Rob Deifen of Shim. A Rob Deifen of Shim. And if it's a Tefach Sheikhet, and he sets it up less than 3, Masha less than 3, walking from the corner, so by applying Robot, we in effect have a Deifen of 4. And the Yiches of the Deifen of 4 consists in the fact that that constitutes a rope. Now, the question is this. In order to constitute a rope of 7, we do not need a tefach sheichet. Let's say, suppose you have a tefach mitzumtzum, and you put up, if you have here, and this is a tefach, and you move away 2 3/4, 2 3/4 tvachim from the corner, and then you put out here a tefach mitzumtzum. So here it's lovut. So we have 2 3/4 plus a tefach mitzumtzum. So it's 3 3/4. Isn't 3 3/4 a rov of 7? As long as it's a little more than 3.5, 3.5 is mamash a half of 7. But 3.5 plus is already a rov of 7. So the question arises, why Why? According to Tesis first version. And then Rashi should be also, like Tesis first version. Umamidi Pochis Megimu Somoch Lachas Atmanes, Upochis Megimu Kolobu, Mahamu Kimchis Shal Dalit Vochim, Umeshav Suke Shiva, Nimzo Rubi Shal Devin also. So the primary purpose is the Rubi Shal Devin. So why Tevach Sheikhi? Let him put up Tevach Mitzomitze and move away. Two and three quarters of the tefach away, or he can move away 2 9/10 tefach from the car, and then put out a tefach mitzumtzeh, so together with lobut and the tefach, so mitzumtzeh will have in effect a defect of 3 9/10 of the tefach. But not four. Why did I say it? So the Rishayim say, I mean, and practically all the Rishayim, they do not agree with the second version of Jesus. Second version of Jesus is a big Kiddush. But most Rishayim, they agree with the first version of Jesus. That's Rashi, and that's all the Rishayim. So first version of Jesus. So the purpose is to have Rob of Edeife. So why did I say it? Tevach Mitzutzen will also supply us Rob of Edeife. So they say, we need the Rubi Yeminka. So in other words, if you put out, if you move away, let's say, if you move away 2 3/4 of the Tefach from the corner, and we put up here a Tefach Mitzutzen, so altogether we'll have how much? We'll have 3 3/4 of the Tefach. So that's also wrong. Any mashu more than 3 1/2 is wrong, but it's not a wrong meaning. So we need the Rabbin. Now then, some Rishayim say that Inochaname, the Eved, so some Rishayim say that in the Eved it must be Tevach Sheikhe. Because if it's not Tevach Sheikhe, we do not have the Rav Minkia. We have the Rav Deine Minkia. In Kama Aloches. So we need the Rav Minkia. The Rav Minkia. So some Rishayim say that in the Eved, If it's not a Tevach Sheikhe, Tevach Mitzutzen, it will not be good. And some Rishayim say, you will soon see. Some Rishayim say that the Eved, even if you put up a Tevach Mitzutzen, a little less than 3 tefachim from the corner will also be good. Because you have it all. But Lechatchila, we need it all. Well, Lechatchila or the Eved, but the reason, according to Rashi and according to Tesis first version, as to why he has to put up a Tevach Sheikhe, is not a Tevach Mitzutzen in order to have the Rav Minkia. That's all. The Ram is here. And the Ram says that the reason is why we require that he should put out a Tevach Seichik, a little less than 3 tefachim away from the corner, is in order that together with Lovut there should be al Bedin a Deifen of 4 tefachim. Because that's the minimum shiur of the Eved. Pasabo, that we say constantly. Pasabo, that's the minimum shiur of the Eved. Like Abimove, so Yimor Nirem also says. So Yimor Nirem also says that it's not considered as a case of Abimove if it's less than 4 tefachim. So that's the minimum shiur of the Eved. In other words, in order to have the Chalisha Nechitzi, in order to have the Chalisha Nechitzi, it must be 4 tefachim. Of course, there is a loch of lechi on the third side. So, because you have already, I mean, on the fourth side, Kam Shabbos, because you have already 3 minutes more. So, then on the fourth side, so even the lechi, no matter how thin the lechi is, so also. for the purpose of supplying a little media of seven, but it's for the purpose. It's for the purpose of supplying, of having a real David. And a real David is when it is born. That's why we need that interpretation, not interpretation, because if you put out interpretation, so you will not have a David of four. You will have a David of 3 3/4, maybe 3 9/10, but not a David of four. And that's not a David. All right. That's in the case where you have, where the two Nechitzis Murals are living together, where are united. But when it's a Suya Kimode, so then the machinery says, Israel Pasa Bo, Umashu, Umanide, Bipokas Mishratio, some of the date, the whole Pokas Mishratio, some of the date, think of them. So here it's not enough to have a whole date. Here we have to have Mamashi date. So if he puts up a Pasa Bo, Umashu, Umanide, Bipokas Mishratio, so the Bo, Umashu, together with Robur is equal to 7. So we have Sosu of 7. In other words, so what does it mean? So what's the difference between the two situations? In the case where the two Mechitzis Mures are united together, Chim Gamri Bonis, then we only require that, that on the third side we should be able to hook our course. Not that the whole Mechitzis of 7 should be Sosu, but able to hook our course. When they're not arguing together, then we require that it should be sosum over an area of Zion. Now, from this it appears that all these halachas, all these halachas are only Rabbanan. With the Raisa, so it will be a secret shiro, as long as you have Shnayim Chasson, Ushlishi Sato Tefah. That's how it appears from the Raisa. Now, then more revelation is here. So, that with the Raisa, so it will be a super chair or if you have time to chosom and shishis yem tefach, whether it is a soup that the shtemechit is mures are united to Mingam or the Akimim Mores. As long as you have two mechit is mures and then on the third side you have a tefach, so then it's a super chair. But with the Rabbon, there are other requirements.
Right.
Yes.
This is the
Come ti canto, come mi canto, vada bene. Voi come a volte dite cosa c'è di noi, ma se c'è manco di noi, ci dice di Mattia, e lo chiamo a seguire, e si te fa, se lo sapesse, a un amico, a dei per due, chi sa come c'è oggi te fa, che c'è la lince, vi come c'è oggi te fa, mi riesce che lei, vi con la capella, mi dice lo se, a volei, ci uno, con la dei per il sosso, mi pensa che io ce la sapesse, stile male, di quelle capella, di se un te fa, c'è un cajon, se corri via questo Washington, so, del corri via questo Washington, non lo vede, so, del risalo che è di testa del tempo della terra, but, this statement of terra is to be broken up into two small families, into two small nerites, one nerite because it has to have the Chorus of Pesach. What is the Chorus of Pesach to you? Con il Milan, e con la Gabè, che è il Chorus of Pesach? So Gabi Shabbat, so Gabi Klai, so Gabi Shabbat, so the economy can go to the wire this year. It can be as thin as it can. Even if it is as thin as this pencil, or even much thinner. So you put up one corner like this, 10 for Hanani, and one corner here, and then on top, you put the corner of the bed, so it's a good Chorus of Pesach. That's in Shabbat. But here, in view of the fact that we have our work, of Shlishi Sakhir Tepa, so it must have a Deitan of Tepa. So that Deitan of Tepa is to be broken up into two heavy Tepa file. So in other words, you put this corner, should have on this side, on the third side. So we put the corner that has the width of the Tepa. Now you hold it at that, and then you put at the other side, at the other end of the third side, you put another corner that has the width of it at that, and then you put the corner of the other. And that's very strange. It's very strange. What kind of thing is it? Insofar, now we have to assume that Rashi agrees with what the Shem say, many of the Shem say, that this requirement of the Tzoras of Pesach over and above in the Chitza of Tefa is in the Rabbah. In the Rai say, the only requirement is in the Chitza of Tefa. But in the Rabbah, it has to have the Tzoras of Pesach also. So Meire, and insofar as the validity of the Tzoras of Pesach is concerned, there are no shuri in the Konohelein. The Konohelein become, the Konohelein become can be as thin as it can. There is no minimum shear in the wheel of the command. And of course it has to be stable. Let's say if you make it very thin, it will not be in the Oah Mitzuyah. So it will not be a Mitzuyah Sapesa. But as long as it can stand, it doesn't matter how thin it is. It can be a hundredth of the wheel. As long as it is stable, so it's okay. So insofar as the requirement of Mitzuyah Sapesa is concerned, there are no shuri in the wind. But here there is our Mishnah Sinai, Ushlish Sakhir Tepa. So why does this Tepa have to be divided into two half-forehead files? Into two half-forehead files. Now, so this is what the Sefer HaMikra is massive against life. Oh my God, an interest on the Chorus of Pesach. Mir pirish rashe zao, an interest with the Nafshele, ki au gemeise min nenu Chorus of Pesach. Ki gen shiyosi kone shohozi tepach mikar, vi kone shohozi tepach mikar, vi kone al gabeye, vi vish nacheres, interest nam with Chorus of Pesach. Pirish, apiru vi kone mashe mikar, vi kone mashe mikar, vi kone mashe mikar, vi mechva pirish rashe zao, vi rav balashwone, so that's the story of the balashwone. The Mishnah comes. The Mishnah comes. Kim Shateta Uchol, my boy, you need some economy. Umipore Shor. And you tell us that the Mitzura Sapesa, Kelly Mashios in Tepa Sinkri, Pohes Mishlish of some of the day, who pays it at that slave, Yamu Kone Echo, and Konadabe. So the same Ashwame explains the first question of what they do for them. In other words, you have two mechitzes, muras, that are united together. Then you move away, let's say, 2 and 3/4 of the tefach away from the korban. And this is the tefach sechet. And this is the tefach sechet. I mean, it's really, it should be. That's it. This is, that's it. So then you move 2 and 3/4 of the tefach away from the korban. From the korban. So then, this is the data. And then you put a comment here again, just to make it the end of this difference. That is parallel to this. So you put, and then you put the comment away from here to here. This is how the Sefer HaShlomo explains. So the Sefer HaShlomo is sharp, you can understand. Because according to the Sefer HaShlomo, there are two separate halachas. First of all, there is halacha of Mishneh Sinai. There's a Raisin halacha of Shlishis Avodah. So as far as the Raisin is concerned, it can be placed any position on the third side. But then, there is another halacha that the test of Mitzvah HaPesach. Why does the test of Mitzvah HaPesach? So it's very simple. In other words, because Sukkah requires that two halachas in Sukkah. One halacha in Sukkah is that the Sukkah has to have tangible mechitzes. Tangible mechitzes. Tangible mechitzes of two mechitzes, mores, and the third side, the tangible mechitzes of the other. But then there's another halacha in Sukkah, that it has to be sosur. It has to be sosur. And the whole halacha is on three sides. I mean, in Ashkokish here, I once mentioned that I'll be doing the Sukkah has to be sosur on all four sides. And we see that in the moral view that certainly according to some Shemi, the halacha means that Sukkah has to be sosur on all four sides, just as Gabi Shabbos, in order to be a Mishnah Sayochi, it must be sosur on all four sides, and if it is sosur just on three sides, it's not a Mishnah Sayochi. Certainly according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam Shite, if you have three Mechitzes Gmures, Gabi Shabbos, it's not a Mishnah Sayochi. But you must have a rechid on the fourth side. According to Rashi, so mid-raise, if you have three mechitzes, so it's a mishayoch mid-raise. But according to the Rambam, if you have three mechitzes and nothing on the fourth side, it's not a mishayoch. So certainly according to the Rambam, in order to become a mishayoch, it must be sosum from the joining space. Shalom. From the joining space on all four sides. Because if you have three mechitzes mures, but no mechitza on the fourth side, so midraisi it's not a mishnah sayochi. But even according to Rashi, that midraisi it's a mishnah sayochi with three mechitzes, Rashi is also made that in order to be a mishnah sayochi, it must be shot off on all four sides. On all four sides. But the halacha is, if you have three mechitzes, then it's considered shot off on all four sides. In other words, if you have a certain enclosure like this, if you have an enclosure like this, and here it's completely false. So according to Rashi, it's a mishayoch midraisa. Not because it doesn't have to be sosum on all four sides, but Rashi shiti is, if you have three mechitzes, so al pidin it's considered shot off here too, from the adjoining space. So that's an halacha in Shabbos. And it seems that by Sukkah there is also the same halacha. That even though the halacha is shtayim kilchoso u'shlishis avul tefach. So, in other words, we see that Rav Shimon holds shomish kilchoso u'rviz avul tefach. So according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly like that. That the mechitzin, that the Sukkah has to be shut up from the surrounding space, the adjoining space, and on four sides. Because if you don't have the mechitzin tefach on the fourth side, even though you have mechitzes mures on three sides, it's not a good Sukkah. So you could say, but the Rabbanon achilit, and according to Rabbanon, it only has to be sosun on three sides. No, but you'll see that from the Gemara of Migdei Dehave Deifen, Risuke Have Deifen Mishabes. Now, so how can we say that? So in other words, if something is a mechitze, we got Risukeh. So on the Shabes of Sukkahs, it's a suki, it's considered a mishayochi with a mishabes too. But if the halacha by suki is that it has to be sosum on three sides, And by Shabbos, according to the Rambam, certainly, that it has to be so some foresight. So how can the Gemara say that if he made a suki in the Mishnah Sarah, if he made in the middle on 42nd Street on Times Square, he'll put up two mechitzes mores, ushlishi zakum tefach. So the Gemara says, mikat the habe. So in Shabbos of sukkahs, so mikat the habe, deife, litabi sukkah, habe deife, litabi Shabbos. And if somebody will throw a ball from Times Square into the sukkah, which has only two mechitzes, and shlishi zakum tefach, he'll be chayav Shabbos. Why? Because of the halacha of mikat the habe deife. This next Gemara. Mika the Habe Deife, Rikabe Suke, since it is considered as a Mechitze, with Stein Kilchoso Meshlis Abu Tefa, as a Mechitze Rikabe Suke, so the Mele and the Shabbos of Sukes, the same enclosure of the Suke, will have a dinner with Stein, and if somebody will throw a Chavet from the Rosh Hashanah inside that Suke, even though that Suke is on Times Square, with Shishim Ribe, people passing. So we'll be high of Hamas. So we see from this Gemara, that the Aloha by Sukkah, with the Raisa, is that besides the tangible Mechitzes, it must be Sosom and all four sides. Because Sukkah is a direct. So whether it's a direct Keba or a direct Sare, it's a direct. A direct is Sosom from the outer space. So Memele, in order to be Sukkot Shemo, it must be so completely, not only on three sides, but even on the four sides. And the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is only in regard to the question, how many tangible mechitzes in Sukkot must have. So, according to Rabbanon, a Sukkot has to have three tangible mechitzes, two mechitzes mures, and one a small mechitzes of tefah. And according to Rav Shimon, so a sukkah must have four tangible mechitzes. But in order to be sosum, in order to be shut off, to be shut off from, in order to be a sukkah kshemo, it must al kedin be considered sosum, shut off from the adjoining space and on four sides. Otherwise, if a sukkah had to be sosum only on two sides and only on a portion of the third side, and not on the fourth side, so how can we apply the halacha of Migat the Habedeife? We suke Habedeife with Shabbos. By suke we don't need that it should be so. It should be shut off from the surrounding space on all four sides. And so that's why if you put up a mechitza on Times Square, two mechitzas mures that are united together, and the shlishi zakum tefach, so it's a good suke. But by Shabbos, in order to constitute a Rishus HaYochim, it must be shut off on all four sides. So how can we apply the work of Migeh? So we see that by Sukkot too, Midraise, besides the tangible Mechitzes, it's Aloch that the Sukkot, in order to be a Sukkot Sheho, must be shut off, so, from the surrounding space, on all four sides, not on all three sides. So Reb Shimon says, that in addition to the halacha, to the requirement that the sukkah has to be sosu and not four sides, so there is a requirement that it must have three tangible mechitzes. And the rabbanon say, Rav Shimon says four tangible mechitzes. And the rabbanon say it must have two. It must be sosu and not four sides, just as the mishnayochim by Shabbos. So, it has to be sosum on all four sides, otherwise you can't come to Yochim. But it doesn't require four tangible mechitzes, according to Rabbanon Shimon. Only three tangible mechitzes. So that's a halacha in the Raisa. Now, so even though the Ram says that the Tzuras HaPesach that is required, in addition to the Tefach Sheikhik, is only the Rabbanon, so it means, because in the Raisa, if you have a tefach sheikhik mechitze on the third side, so then it's considered that the third side and the fourth side are completely sosum. But in Rabbanon, since there is a requirement, that the sukkah has to be sosum, has to be shut off from the surrounding space on all four sides, So, in addition to the Tetrach Sheichel, if it must tell the Tzoras HaPesach, if it doesn't tell the Tzoras HaPesach, so then it's not considered. It's not considered Tzosu. On the third side, and the Meir, if it's not considered Tzosu on the third side, it's certainly not considered Tzosu on the fourth side. So the Meir, so this is, so Tashlomashiti is very simple. That Tashlomashiti is that according to the first portion in Rashi, I'm sorry, according to the first portion of Rove, so the Tzuras, so you have to set up, a Tefach Seyrek, less than 3 vochim away from the corner, and then you put the Kone, just at the end of this side, what is called the end of this side? Wow. That means, let's say, the end of this Mechitzet, because you have a two Mechitzes, Mures, so this is the end of this Mechitzet, Litzah Mizvah. So the Meile, you put the Tefach Seyrek here, and then you put the Kone here, just opposite, the end of the Mechitzet, that is Mizvah. And then the Kone Gabe, if you don't do that, so then with Rabbonon, the third side is not considered Soso. And if the third side is not considered Soso, so then it's not a Sugeh Sheirah. But, and then with the Raisi it would be considered the Sugeh Sheirah. But with the Raisi, without the Tzoras HaPesach, it would be considered Soso. But with Rabbonon, it wouldn't be considered Soso. But it's two separate Aloches. The Tefach Sheichel is expressive, is descriptive of the Sheirah Mechitzeh, of the tangible funnies that the Sugeh requires. So, two Chitzes have to be Mureitz, a tangible Mechitzeh Mureitz, over the whole, the length or the width of the Sukkah, yeah. And then, on the third side, you have to have a tangible Mechitzeh Mureitz. But then, he has to set up the Tzuras HaPesach, because if he doesn't set up the Tzuras HaPesach, so then it will not be considered Tzosah. Now, the Tzuras HaPesach has the effect of being sensing, that's the Aloches of Chaim points out, we have Aloches that by crying, so in other words, because if you have it, let's say, if you put up in Tzuras HaPesach, here, so then on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach you can plant funny, and on the other side of the Tzuras HaPesach you don't have to be Malachic, you can plant Zoy, but it's allowed. You cannot blend Zroim and Kvan together. The answer is, in order to involve himself, Kvan, so there must be Yenike, a communing of Yenike and Yehubie. Now, so Tzuras HaPesach shuts up. In other words, if you have Tzuras HaPesach, so it means that this is a separate domain. It shuts up from this, the surrounding space. So anyway, that's why Robin, the first portion, according to Sefer HaShlomei, requires a Tzuras HaPesach in addition to the Tefach Sheichel. The Tefach Sheichel has to be set up as a unit, not to be broken up into two tvanis of half a Tefach each, but it has to be set up completely as a unit, and that will conform to the requirements of the Shiur of tangible David, Tefach. And then, what, it has to be so? So in order that it should be so, you have to set up another Kone, and then put the Kone down. Now, this is the Baal HaShlomashi. So Baal HaShlomashi is very reasonable. But Rashi Shite seems strange, and that's the Baal HaShlomashi. Hasogi and Rashi, there is a local nation in Sinai, that shlishis afil teva, but it must have a tangible mechitza with teva, if it breaks it up into two passes, one pass, here, of heavy tefach wood, and one pass here of another heavy tefach. So then you don't have the tzom lechitze. So the answer is Rashi Shite is the two. There is a halacha of intangible lechitze, of a tefach. But there can be two of two heavy tefachs passing. So mainly insofar as the Beraitz is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether that tangible mechitzah of a tefach, of a dated tefach, is continuous in one place, or is broken up by heavy tefach They fell here and had it at the theater here. As long as our material, we have the tangible data of it that far, it doesn't make any difference. As far as it has. But, since the Chachomim were misakel, that in order to be considered Tzotzot, so you must have a Tzotzot HaPesach, so that HaKonis Chachomim was, that the Konami Kan, and the Konami Kan should each Konami, because after all, in Tzotzot HaPesach, so the Konami Kan, are in lieu of the Mezuzahs, Habayis, because in Habayis, so we have the Mezuzahs and the Mashkin. So what is the meaning of Tzotzot HaPesach? In other words, just as you have this dog. So you have the two mezuzahs, the two poles, and the other poles. The two poles, and you have the rim pole. And you have the mashkin. So the Tzotzot HaPesach, Konim Mikam, two vertical Konim. Mikam and Mikam. That's the mezuzahs, and that's in lieu of the mezuzahs, and the Konim HaGabe, the rim pole, that's in lieu of the mashkin. So Mele, me the Raisi, as far as the Raisi is concerned, we should start with the Tefach. So according to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference. Whether that tangible data of the Tefach is set up in one place or in two different places. They can be zero of two. But, Midrabonon, there is a requirement that it has to have the Tzotzot HaPesach. So anyway, and the Tzotzot HaPesach consists of like two passes. Mikan and Mikan. So anyway, the Chachomim are misakin. That Tzotzot HaPesach should be constituted by making Hefe Tefach Kone on this side and Hefe Tefach Kone on the other side. Now, this is Rashi Shite in the first version of Kone. Then comes the second version of Kone. Ike Damre Omarove Vinteres Name Vitzuras Akesa. Now, what does Rashi say, the second version of Kone? Now look in Rashi's version, the first version of Kone. Rashi really spells it out that there are two alohes in Sukkah. First of all, there is a requirement of tangible fun. And then there is alohe, it has to be sosa. It has to be sosa. So tangible fun, so shlishis, even tefa is enough. But sosa, it has to be all the way, on all the sides. So he says, Oma hodin itaresa uchosa pesa, veyla no maa yegeno uchosa pesa, kon mikanta mikanta rabe, Vor kommen aber mit der Wasche schnell und reise schwach mit dem Schlüssel in Matir und Kinose in Reise Tepa zu was hat besser auf die Kohle die Kuhle Kiste konnte ich was die Tepa mit Kohle jetzt in konnte ich was die Tepa mit der Schöne in Geil die Kohle aber bei ihm ist er wie sie habe ich ihm Kohle die in Reise so die Pesach schon schon zu was Pesach stimme mal ist in der Welt sind explaining what's the purpose of the zu was Pesach there is a Tepa the answer is but there is another hour it has to be so 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 without the Tzotzot HaPesach, it's not really Sosa. So he has to be still malice in the coming era. He said, with Tefa, she'omru hachon. So in other words, so with the Rabbonon, since it becomes Sosa, through the economy can, so with Meire, with the Rabbonon, it has to become Sosa through the tangible mechitzah. So in other words, if he'll do it the way the Baal HaShlomo says, he'll just set up a Tefach Sefer here. And then the Hil Kone here. So then it will become the Mechitze with the tangible data will be supplied with this. But the tangible Mechitze will not be supplied by the Tzotzot HaPesach itself. And the Takonis Chachomim, according to Rashi, was that it has to become social. The third side has to become Shodo. From the surrounding space through the tangible mechitzah. And what is the tangible mechitzah? It's Tefach. So the melee, and it becomes also through the two kani. So the melee, the two kani together should constitute the tangible mechitzah of the Tefach. That's Rashi. There, the second question says, Yikedamre omarobe vinteres nami mitzvah. Let's see how Rashi explains this. V'interes nami mitzvah sapesa. Mashba di tefa sheshonim wahani ki lipo ish rapsin o v'iyo. Eis es ime tefa retzla di nisei. V'yose rovo de neima abu mose mitzvah sapesa al pnei kol adeife v'shnei kam kol shehu. V'kone al gabeyen 可能今天吧，我马上来讲我谁，第二一还有想到 ，this is very important in Russia because the ritmo is Helic on us. The ritmo is Helic on us. Russia says that according to second motion, what a so, yeah, and the third time, one has no turn. Either he puts up the choice of the sun, a thing coming here, a thing coming here, and the corner of the end. So then it becomes social. Then it becomes social through the choice of the sun. So it's a general being of choice of the sun. Because choice of the sun is same. The same way as choice of the sun is in Gabi Shabbos, as choice of the sun is in Gabi Klein. Because Tzuma Sapesa, in other words, since it has the shape, the pattern of the doorway of the gate, so maybe the gate shuts off the house from the surrounding space. It is the gate that shuts off the house from the surrounding space. In other words, why? I mean, a solid wall certainly shuts off, but a solid wall shuts it off too much. In other words, if you have a solid wall, so then you can't even come in. But if you have a gate, so on one hand it shuts off, and the other hand it enables a person to come in. But a gate also is a masik, is a seisik. It shuts off the house from the surrounding space. So the melee, so the Rashashit is, so according to the second version of Rovet, according to the second version of Rode, so there is a new pshat in Shishi Safir Tekhar. Because, like this, according to the first version of Rode, so there is a requirement of intangible data on the person, but not in Kritik Mure, and all the length of the side, just one tenth. But according to the second version of Rode, the Halacha Mishim Sinai in effect declares that we only need two tangible parts. We don't need a tangible third day. But the third day then has to be actually Nistam. For instance, the third side, doesn't have to be Nistam, actually. I mean, our Kedim it will become Sosom. But the third side, according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, has to be Nistam. Not that it requires the third side requires a tangible data per se. Because if the third side would require with the right side a tangible data per se, so then how can a Tzura Pesach be substituted for a tangible data of the Teva? A tangible data of the Teva is a tangible data of the Teva. A Tzura Pesach is not a tangible data of the Teva. Is not a tangible Leven of Teva. So according to Rashi, the second version of Rode holds that there are only two tangible Tfanim required. On the third side, there is no requirement of a tangible Leven per se. But the third side has to become so through something that has a Dimechitze. What is a Dimechitze? So Tzura Pesach has a Dimechitze. And the Deifen of the Tefach also has a Din of the Mechitze. How do we know that the Deifen of the Tefach has a Din of the Mechitze? So the best writing is from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that there is a halacha of Yudi Gabi Suke. So in other words, if you have on all the corners, if you have a Tefach, if you have, let's say, a Tefach on all the corners, so then it's a good Suke. It's a good Suke. So, but how much must there be a minimum of Tefach? Why Tefach? Because Tefach constitutes has a Dinechit. Less than Tefach does not have a Chalushenechit. That we see. Because if less than Tefach would also have a Chalushenechit, so then the shiur of Jumdi, according to Rabbi Yaakov, wouldn't be Tefach. So it would be Mashu. And Rabbi Yaakov, who applied the law of Yumtin Gabisuke still requires a Tefach. So that means that the Tefach Mechitze, the Tefach Deifen, has a Shem, a Din Mechitze. A Tefach Deifen has a Din Mechitze. And so it's a Pesach, certainly has a Din Mechitze. We know that. It has a Din Mechitze. It's not an actual Mechitze. So the Melee, according to the second Roshi of Rove, so the law declares Stein, die auch Hosse, nicht nützt, der Teppach. Der tut, weil es, we need, kennt ihr mit wann? Nach die Diener Chitze, wo kennt ihr mit wann? Et schon der Chitze. And the Schlischi is on the third side, we only need the Sensei. What can the Sensei? Anything that doesn't mean the Chitze is the Sensei. It's always a Pesach, it's the Sensei in Kovatele Kule, it's the Sensei in Mavsik in Shabbos, it's the Sensei in Mavsik in Klayim, it's the Sensei in Mavsik in Sukkotu. But the problem, he has no alternative. If he sets up a Pesach, Deite, that also has a different Chitze. So it's Ido. So in other words, So, it's in all. And I think, I didn't see, Rashi doesn't spell it out, that Rashi would be chilek on the Ram. The Ram says that according to all the three machines, according to all the three machines of Rome. So, the Tzuras HaPesach is only mid Rabbonon, mid Raise, all we need is a Tefach Sekhel, that's all, and that's only mid Rabbonon. Rashi would be chilek. Certainly, Rashi, according to the second version of Prophet, would be chilek. Because according to Rashi's pshat in the second version of Prophet, so you want to have an alternative. As an alternative. On the third side, either to set up a different tefah, or to set up a Tzuras HaPesach without the different tefah. And that's the reason. But there is a lot of Mishin Sinai, Shtayim Kil Choson, Ushmish is a new tefah. So, but the Shlishi Tzuras HaPesach, according to Rashi, is either Shlishi Tzuras HaPesach or Shlishi Tzuras HaPesach, not Tzuras. Now, if Shlishi, if he resorts to the alternative of Shlishi Tzuras, no Tzuras HaPesach, then it's the right power. So if he resorts to that alternative, it's also the right power. So it is Boro Kahano that the second version of Rabbe, according to Rashi's chapter, the second version of Rabbe, the significance of the Tzuras HaPesach and the third side is in the rising power. So maybe it's established, since, according to the second version of Rabbi, the significance of the Tzuras HaPesach is in the rising power, not in the Rabbanon, because it's in lieu of a David Tefah. So maybe why should we say that there is a machlokes between the first version of Rabbi and the second version of Rabbi, on the second version of Rabbi, in regard to this question? So it's mistaber that according to Rashi, just as according to the second version of Rabbi. So the significance of Tzuras HaPesach on the third side is in the Raisin Kalohe. So according to the first version of Rabbi, it's also in the Raisin Kalohe. But according to the second version of Rabbi, so the Raisin Kalohe does not say that we must have a tangible defect on the third side per se. All that the Daloha says, we require two tangible mechitzes. But on the third side, we require a sensing, a mafsik. Now, there are two kinds of sensing. There are two kinds of mafsiking. There is a sensing supplied by Tzuras HaPesach, and there is a sensing supplied by something else that has been mechitze. It didn't even have a tefah. But the first portion holds that if Midrash said, we need two things. First of all, a tefach sechit. We need a tefach sechit. And in order, because that's the requirement of the tangible mechitze, of the tefach, on the third side. And then we also require Midrash said that it should be sosom on the third side. How is it to become sosom on the third side? Through its source of tefach. So in other words, Rashi would be chilek on those who shamefully say that the whole requirement of Tzuras HaPesach is on the Rav. Rashi will say that it's in the Raisin. But one thing might be true even according to Rashi, it's Mistabel, that this halacha, let's say according to the first portion of Rav, according to Rashi's pshat, so he must set up a Tefach Seichel, less than 3 tvachim from the corner, and then he sets up a corner here again, from the third side, and then he cut out a bear. So, the fact that he has to have the Tzuras HaPesach over and above the Tefach, the infant, is in the Reis of Tawach. But the fact that the Tefach Sechik has to be placed a little less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, that's not in the Reis of Tawach. Because the Tawach HaMishim Sinai doesn't say that it has to be placed. We see there is a machlokes in the Gemara, how he has to put it down, whether kinegdalitze or kinegdalitze. So that is mistaka, that even according to Rashi, نحن رشي خيري كان بهذا الشيء. Whoever is that in shame say that according to all the shames of prophet, the whole chiyu of sending that into the Pesach and the third time, in addition to the Tefach, is in the Rabbanitic Aloche, Rashi Shita is that it's a Reisman Aloche. But the fact that he has to set up a Tefach Sechel, less than 3 tefachim from the corner, in order that together with Lovul, it will be considered as a mechitza of 4 tefachim. That's in the Rabbanit Aloche, in the context. That's how we're looking. Alright. Now, this is Rashi's pshat in the second version. But what is the Ritva saying in the second version? The Ritva is chilek on Rashi's shite in the second version. ונשנה כאן, שאין זה אכשר, אלא כך אכשר, שיעשים מלצור את הפסח, ואפילו יהיה תפר בין, ויסומוך לידי פן ממש, ויסומוך לידי פן ממש. So he says, that in the first portion he says, that there must be מלצור את הפסח, and מלצור את הפסח, but the מלצור את הפסח has to be coupled with the Tefach, but the Tefach does not have to be the Tefach Sechel, according to Rabbi's first question. In other words, he can set up the Deifen Tefach any place, right near the corner. He can put it here, he can put it here, and then he must put up a Kone, and then the Kone Al-Gabe. That's the first question of Rabbi. And then he says, how does Rashi say in the first portion of Rabbah? Rashi says in the first portion of Rabbah, you see, so we have, it's not, so the Ritva Shita in the first portion of Rashi, of Rabbah, is not like Rashi's Pshat, and not like the Balashomis Pshat. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Tefach has to be broken up into two passes of having a preach. So each Kone, on each side, has to be Hefi Tefach. That's what Rashi says. The Balashvome says no. But the Rashvome says that it has, that he has to put up a Tefach Sechel, but a Tefach Sechel, a little less than 3 tefachim from the corner. And then, on the other end of the Deifen, he puts up another Kone, and then he puts a Kone Rabeya. But the Ritva is a dirty. The Ritva Shiva is that according to Rabbah's first lashon,